Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Secrets of Controlling Your Own Destiny. And when you think about it, we all control our own destiny for one reason. Mammals or human beings have thought processes so they can control their lives. Animals may have it, but they don't use it. They're not taught to use it as mammals are, especially human beings. So if you think about it, we are products of the homes that we come from, and we're also controlled by our thoughts about ourselves. We can learn to build self-confidence through learning to change our negative thoughts to positive ones using affirmations. The only way I know to demonstrate is to tell you my personal story and how I turned my personal negatives to positive ones. In psychodrama, you get to create your own script and write it so that you can act out and verbalize thoughts that you can, so you can get beyond what is holding you back from succeeding. In transactional analysis, you write a contract with yourself and demonstrate this by telling you a psychodrama, you can get to create your own script and act out issues that are affecting you. In transactional analysis, you write a contract with yourself to turn your negatives into positives and set dates when you expect to achieve these personal goals. Negative feelings about ourselves sabotage our feelings and finding personal growth and self-development. The self-development and personal growth are one of the ways to overcome a lot of personal issues, but first you have to recognize them. There was a book called Scripts People Live where it tells us how to re-script our personal lives and to change negative feelings into positive ones. And what you need to do is to learn how to re-script yourself through writing affirmations to build self-esteem. When you look at the cultures of our ancestors come from, then what you see is that often a lot of the fears that we have were learned feelings due to what happened early on. Say if your parents had a real fear of storms because of a personal experience they went through, and they're acting it out, and a child, and they've got their child with them, then what happens is that child learns to fear a storm just like the parent did, even though they don't have any reason to fear that storm. So, you know, what we do is we're really learning from our personal experiences in the home. The reason this is important is because it holds us back from doing the things we love to do or finding success in our professional lives. People who need to listen to this show are business owners, coaches, counselors, therapists, and the unemployed, because what you want to do is learn how to take control of your life and find personal success for yourself. And a lot of these things can be done through different experiences that you have. And think about it. What if you want to create your own ideal life? Wouldn't you use visualization? Because if you... Sometimes what you need to do is if you want to create success for yourself, you need to visualize that success. You need to picture yourself actually being successful. If you're looking to be a professional speaker, or if you're looking to be a business owner, see yourself as that business owner. See yourself as that, as the one that's earning that income. So if you think about it, you really can control your destiny. And what I want to do is go through and tell you five ways that you can learn to control your destiny and really get into how you can do that. And the first one we just talked about was visualization. And the other one is to make affirmations. And affirmation is a statement that is a positive statement that you make, because often a lot of the negatives in your lives are the negative statements that you heard over and over again as a child. And those negative statements, eventually you've heard them so many times that you just automatically replay those tapes in your head on a constant basis. And what you need to do is also is learn to not only visualize, but really to believe it, to build self-esteem. And self-esteem is where you really believe in yourself. You see yourself as being successful. You're around successful people, and you're learning from them the things that you need to do to become successful. Another thing is that you need to, a lot of people try to, because they feel insecure inside themselves, that it makes them feel important and more powerful by controlling other people. So what you really need to do is maybe learn self-control so that you can control your thoughts and believe in yourself, but not try to overbear someone else and control them. It's a balance that we have in our lives. Understanding what that balance is very important with where we come from and how we look at things and how we see things and various things like that. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you turn around your life? And another thing that you need to think about, the final thing out of the five, is to find a balance in your life. You need to find a way to be able to do the things you need to do, but you need to find a way to enjoy your life, to do the, you know, often in time management, we will talk about how you do the things that you don't like first to get them out of the way, so that, because once those things are completed and you then start doing the things that you enjoy doing, then your day is not going to seem as long and drawn out as if you just get the things that you really enjoy doing out of the way, and then you start doing the things that you really don't like to do, because then you're going to look for ways to put those things off. You're going to be looking for ways to do things that you can often not feel self-confident about. So there are just a lot of things that we need to consider or look at in the way we do things, in the way we see the things in our life, in our personal life. And what I want to do is tell you a story. I grew up in a family that was very dysfunctional. I had a mother who liked hostility around her and knew how to create it in the home. And then what happened was, for a lot of reasons, my sister developed an attitude of how was she going to feel comfortable. And her personality was that she liked to control everything, even from the time she was a child. So that what happened was that she never had any friends as a child, because she would go on and she would just push herself in such a way that she had to dictate everything and run the show, and people ran away from her. Then as she got older, she went out on her own, in the beginning, she learned to make friends with women, but when it came to men, they all ran away from her because she was very dictatorial. Plus, she liked to create the hostility around her. She was always looking to fight. Even today, now that she's in her 50s and she's retired, she's always fighting with her sisters. And this is because she likes the hostility. She likes the control. She likes the way to create an environment that is very hostile and very angry. And recently, it was my birthday, and they came over on a Saturday. And so what happened was, knowing that my birthday was coming up, they didn't even mention it or anything. Then what happened was, the day after my birthday, my mother calls me and says, "Oh, happy birthday. I've got something for you, but I can't bring it over." Well, where's Joan? Oh, well, she's here, but she told her not to come over. What she was doing was, because she could prove that she had the control and she could decide what happened, that she didn't even want to bring my mother over to bring me whatever it was that they had to bring me. But knowing my mother, she probably didn't even remember it until that moment. And so she had to call me and say, I have a surprise for you. So what's the surprise? Oh, I can't tell you. Because she didn't really have a surprise. She's just calling me because somewhere along the way, someone must have said something that reminded her, oh, yeah, it's Davita's birthday. So I need to call her and tell her happy birthday. She's 90 years old. She liked to create the hostility. She was always someone who never remembered birthdays. She never remembered anniversaries. But she wanted people to dance around her. And she liked to have the control. So what happens was, here she is, she's creating a whole situation where there's a lot of arguments. So what she needed to understand was that she was creating an environment for her children where there was a lot of hostility and a lot of anger. And many years ago, I told them, we need to go to therapy. We need to learn how to communicate with each other. Oh, no, you go to your therapist and I'll go to mine. Well, I can tell you, a therapist will help you understand why you react the way you do. They'll help you understand how you can get away from it. But until for a family to learn to communicate with each other, you all have to sit down in a safe environment. That means with a therapist or someone there that can monitor what is going on and help you express what it is that you're angry about so that you can get down to the root of it and then learn to change your behavior, learn to respect each other. If you can't do that and your family is not willing to do that, then what you have to do is find a way to turn around and set it up so that you are no longer in that environment of the hostility. You have to be willing to be the one to change that behavior pattern. If the family will not change it, you have to be willing to change it. To do so, you first have to realize where the hostility is coming from. So by realizing where the hostility is coming from and dealing with it, then because even what happens is, even though you're not in that family environment, when you are angry and hostile, then you may take that same behavior that you express with your family and turn it on someone else who has no relationship with you and may not understand why you react the way you do. And remember, in the workplace, we do the same thing. So when you are in business for yourself and you're trying to build relationships, you have to learn how to have a relationship. You also have to remember that in different situations, we all communicate in such a way that we come across in a pattern that is right for us. But unless you recognize these feelings, unless you recognize where you're coming from, there are a lot of things that can happen that you can really end up creating anger and lack of self-esteem. And many times, just think about it, if people are unwilling to change, it's because they don't want to recognize that they are exhibiting bad behavior. And until, you know, and even if you're the person that's doing it, you have to recognize it in yourself. You have to be willing to be the one that wants to change. Once you are willing to say, I need to change and I want to change, then you are going to do something in a way that can really help you to grow and build a strong behavior pattern that can help you believe in yourself and build self-confidence for yourself. So let's think of some ways that we can really help you grow and build the self-confidence that you really want to have for yourself down the road. Some of these things that you may want to do is to create a list of, say, 100 affirmations. Take all the negative things that you hear in your head, that go over and over again, and change them. If they're negatives, if they're things that are holding you back, change them and make them a positive statement. Then turn around and repeat them, say 100 to 200, maybe even 500 times, until you learn to believe in yourself, till you learn to think of it in a positive way, because you want to begin to think positively. And there's a story that I came across many years ago in a book called Scripts People Live that's called The Fuzzy Tale. And in this story, there was the mother and the father, the son and the daughter. And they had a habit of giving out warm fuzzies all the time to everyone they met. A warm fuzzy is a positive statement. So that what happens is, eventually there was a witch, and the witch became jealous. So they went to the family and she said, well, you know, if you keep giving out warm fuzzies, then you're going to run out of these warm fuzzies and they won't be there anymore. So the family decided to give out false fuzzies or cold prickles, that negative statement. This way they could save up those warm fuzzies for themselves and wrap themselves in it. Well, what happened was the town started to shrivel and die out. And if you think about that, if you think about World War II and during the Holocaust, there were times when people were isolated and they didn't know what to do. And so they would develop marasmus and they would die off. And this was what was happening in the town. So then a hip woman came along and she saw what was happening and she went up to the family and she said, well, you know, you can give out warm fuzzies because they will not give out. They're in such abundance that you will never run out of them. And so guess what? When they started giving out warm fuzzies again, the city and town began to thrive and grow. So think about it. What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you grow inside of yourself and begin to believe in yourself and believe in who you are and where you come from? These are some of the most important things. And there was also a song that Jerry Lee Lewis came out with, and that song was, Don't let your sons grow up to be cowboys. And Johnny Cash had a song that he called My Son Sue. And if you think about it, what is in a name? Often we label people and we say, you're mentally ill, but we're not saying exactly what. And that's such a broad term. Or we're telling someone, you're disabled, Well, that's very much of a broad term. And often when people think of someone being mentally ill or being disabled, they think of them as being helpless and worthless, because that is how society has pictured people with disabilities for years. And when someone grows up with those negative statements in their head, then how can they find success unless they turn things around, unless they learn to begin to think positively about themselves? So there's always things that you can do. People who are overeaters, there's a hole inside them or a loss that the food is a way of them filling up, you know, that hole in their lives. And until you learn to change things around and begin to believe in yourself, then that hole will always be there. So what you may need to think about is some of the things that you can do that can really help you to turn things around for yourself and to learn to believe in yourself and to find success for yourself. And what I want to do is take a break now. I just want to remind you that this show is brought to you by onepersonalcareercoach.com, where you can go, and if you want coaching on your life skills and on your career, you can go to the number onepersonalcareercoach.com. Now, let's get back to where we were, and we were talking about how you can begin to take control of your own destiny. And one of the things we talked about was affirmations. And another thing I want to get into is visualization. And if you really believe in yourself and you keep picturing and put yourself in that picture as being successful, then guess what? You can really find the success, but it's a choice that you have to make. You have to want to believe that you're going to do that. There is a story that has been told about Jim Carrey, how when he started out, he wrote a check to himself for $25,000, and he was visualizing him getting a contract where he was given $25,000. And think about it. That day came to pass, and today when he does a movie or he does a show, he makes millions of dollars just for an appearance. So you've got to remember, if you believe in yourself strong enough, you will find that success. And let me tell you a little personal story. For me, because I grew up in a negative environment as a child, I often believed what they were telling me, that I had no opportunities in life, that I was never going to be independent. Well, I can tell you, I did not believe that even as a child. And I always saw myself as a distance from my family because they were always in a situation where they were afraid, they were insecure. They didn't even want to change or seek to change. My mother, like that, grew up in a hostile environment. She created a hostile environment in the home. An aunt of mine often said about her mother, "What do you want from her? She's an old lady." And I remember when I was staying with my mother 15 years ago, and my mother at the time was 75, my aunt was going, "What do you want from her? She's an old lady." Well, you know, maybe it's because my anger is because I want her love and she's incapable of giving it, and I understand that. And even though I understand it, I still have an anger about it, because a child always wants their parent to love them. They always want that respect. and you often strive for it. But until you're aware that you're, unless they understand where they're coming from, unless they're willing to change, that will never change. So you have to go out and you have to find it for yourself. You have to, because no one can make you happy. You can only find happiness within who you are inside yourself. So think about the things that you can do that can really help you to find that happiness within you. What is it about yourself that you really like? What are the things that you really enjoy doing that you have found success in? And maybe you need to do that on a step-by-step basis until you begin to believe that you too can become successful. So these are some of the choices that you can make that can really help you to build and find your own destiny and realize that only you control what's in your head. It's no one else can. And if you are a negative person, then realize, is that a natural state for you or is it a learned state? What is your natural state? What is your natural behavior pattern, and how can you find it and really begin to build it for yourself? These are some of the things you may very well want to think about when you are trying to figure out where it is that you belong in life, because what is right for someone else may not be right for you. My sister is a very miserable person. And why? Because she never did what it is that she really wanted to do. She let herself be controlled by her mother. And then what she did was she turned that anger that she felt towards her mother against her sisters, against strangers, against people that she just didn't like because it was more convenient to make them miserable than it was to understand that she's miserable in who she is and she needs to work on herself. Even when she went to therapy, even when she was on antidepressants, she never accepted the fact that she had the control over her own happiness. So she's often looking for ways to blame it on other people. And then in blaming it on other people, then she doesn't have to admit what she's doing is wrong, that she can see herself as being perfect. So often, remember, if you come from a toxic environment and you only know that toxic environment and you're not willing to change, then remember, you're going to create that toxic environment later on. So what are you going to do that's going to really change yourself and help you find the success that you want in your personal life? And let me tell you, it's not easy. I struggled for many years, and I still go through struggles on a daily basis. But because I believe in myself and I believe that I have something to give that can benefit other people, I have sought and reached out for those goals. And one of the things that I have been able to do was to establish a nonprofit organization. And that nonprofit organization is called International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc. And its purpose is to teach people with disabilities the skills they need to have their own business, to provide the resources of equipment or whatever you need that can be adaptive to really help you to enhance your skills, and also to offer low-interest loans for a startup for a business. And one of the reasons I ended up starting this nonprofit was because when I entered the workforce over 30 years ago, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace. I was educated before there were laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. And my parents, especially my mother, expected me to just, graduate high school, just make a lifelong career of just going to college and sitting there, but never looking for a means to an end, which was employment and independence. But I did not accept this, and I really stuck it out. And yes, when I was in college, I struggled because teachers did not understand that I learned differently, and they didn't know how to adapt or to do things that would really help me to understand what was going on in the classroom. So that by the time I understood that first step of where we were, the class was already 3 or 4 or 5 steps ahead of me. So when I graduated high school, I still was in a situation where I was struggling. So what I had to do was I had to basically go back and learn on my own. And for me, having a business of my own, that was because I ended up going into the workforce 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. And there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace because companies were not hiring people with disabilities. So then what did I do? I decided to start my own business. And I looked at my background, I looked at my passion, and I decided that's what I needed to do to have my own business. And what I did was I had a background in psychodrama and I had a background in transactional analysis. So I wanted to offer group therapy. But I was also starting out on limited funds. So I always had to go out and take part-time jobs just to be able to keep the roof over my head, just to be able to put food on the table, simply because in my family's eyes, I'm handicapped. So they did not want to help me. In their mind, I only belonged on government assistance, and I should never try to become independent. Well, that was not for me, and that was not a choice that I wanted to make. So I decided the best thing for me to do was to find a way to build self-confidence in myself, to find a way to build my business. And I did, slowly but surely. I built my business. And then I was lucky enough to having moved from going into the counseling area into doing more professional speaking and training, and eventually going into the coaching field because that was the drift of where things were going. And I was also very observant of the fact that the job market is changing and that we were moving from the corporate environment more to the small business environment and more into the service industry. So being aware of where the trends are, because what is happening is we got over 10% unemployment, and people are still looking for jobs that don't exist anymore. So if you want to be working at something you really want to do, you have to figure out what it is. You have to look at your skills. You have to look at what it is that you really have a passion for, and you have to really want to go after it. You have to learn to believe in yourself, and when you believe in yourself, then you can really achieve anything that you choose to achieve, but you have to want it. You have to believe in it. You can't let other people tell you and dictate to you and control you. You have to make those decisions for yourself, and you can't be jealous of what someone else has, because it takes strong relationships to achieve the goals that you want in life. No one can be an island. No one can achieve those goals alone. But we can help each other to find those goals and to find that success. We just have to be willing to understand it, to recognize it, and to use it in a way that can be beneficial to us. So remember, you can control your own destiny, but it's up to you to make that choice that you want to control it. And what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you? just sit down and write down a contract with yourself and look at what it is that the things, write down, like your child says, I want. Think of all the things that you want in life and what it is that you want to achieve, whether it's family, whether it's a professional life. Write all those things down. Then look at them and see what is achievable and how you, because think about it. Some of the things we do to sabotage ourselves is that we set ourselves up for failure because we're going to prove out what someone else has told us. So if you want to find success, you have to retrain your thinking to believe in yourself as being successful and having a strong feeling about yourself. You have to choose that. It just won't happen for you. And often I've been in churches where preachers have said, oh, if you just believe something's going to happen, God's going to make it happen. Well, and then what happens is people sit there waiting for something to happen that's good for them, and they don't go out and try and make it happen for themselves. But you can just sit there waiting for it's going to happen. That's not going to make it happen. God will provide opportunities for you, but it's up to you to recognize those opportunities, and it's up to you to be willing to take that chance, because life is a series of challenges in our lives. And unless you're willing to challenge yourself to reach to the next level and build on that, then you're never going to achieve anything. So remember, no matter what it is, no matter what anyone else tells you, you are really the only one that can control your destiny. You have to be willing to recognize it. You have to be willing to say, I want this success. I want to believe in myself. And what are the things that I can do to change those negative thoughts into positive ones? How can I learn to believe in myself? And I use the term handicap, and I also use the term disability. And the reason I'm revisiting that is to remind you that when you think of handicap, this is a term that was coined at the very beginning of the 20th century when people would stand on street corners with their caps in their hand asking for money. So the term handicap is cap in hand. And most people who have a disability, if you think about it, it's disability, but if you take off the dis, it's abilities. So if you think of yourself as having abilities, because in a way, you can make yourself disabled just by your thoughts alone. It doesn't have to be a physical disability. It doesn't have to be a mental disability. It can just be your thoughts. Because if you are a negative person, then in a way, you are disabled because your thoughts control how successful you are. Your thoughts control the things that you can achieve in life. Because think of it as a ladder. As you're going up that ladder, you will often do things, and, you know, if you try to take two or three steps at a time, then unless you're long-legged or you miss a step going up it, then guess what happens? You're going to fall right back down. So what are the things that you can do that can really turn things around for you and help you to learn to believe in yourself and believe that you can find success for yourself? And remember, you just have to take it step by step by step. You have to figure out, if you want to get from A to B to C, you have to take step one, you have to take step two, and then you have to take step three. But if you try to get from A to D and you don't want to go through A, B, and C, then what's going to happen is there's going to be something missing there that you've missed that may be very important that can affect what happens when you get to the fourth level. Think of it as a game. remember, often, like what's happened is I've played certain games on my cell phone, and they have level one, and then when you reach, you complete that level, it goes to level two, then it goes to level three, and it goes to level four. And all the points that you accumulate are because you go from one, two, three, and four. You can't just skip one and go from one to four without going through two and three. So what are some of the other things that you can do that can really help you to learn what it is that you want to learn, and think about the things that you can do that can really help you? And remember, you control your own destiny. Don't let other people tell you how they can control it for you. That is one of the reasons why when people work in the corporation and the corporate environment, eventually they get tired of that corporate environment and they want to get out of it. They want to find a small business, or they want to go into business for themselves. And it's often something that we need to think about. Recently, or in the past year, I came in contact with someone that happened to have worked in one of the Twin Towers. And what was happening is he had just gotten a job there, and he was leaving before his baby got up, and he was coming back when his baby was fast asleep again. So he was not having an opportunity to spend time with his child. And then what happened was he decided he would just go in later. And he was beginning to question whether or not he wanted to be in that environment. And then he decided, so that he would be there when his daughter woke up, he would go in later and he would have breakfast with his family. And in doing so, what happened was, he, instead of being in the tower when the plane hit, actually in, because his office was on the floor where the plane went in, he was still on the train going into work. So he survived, whereas everyone else that he worked with perished. And that to him became a wake-up call. And then what happened was, his job was gone once the Twin Towers was gone, so he decided at that point to end up starting his own business. And what he got into was life coaching, and has been very successful in that by teaching other people how to begin to believe in themselves, how to understand what is a wake-up call for you and how you can change those things around. Are you going to wait for someone else to tell you it's time to change, or are you going to make the decision for yourself to make the changes? It is up to you to have those choices in your life and to figure out what it is that you want to do and how you can change it for the better. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to begin to take control of your life? Are you going to, if you have to read self-help books, read books that Think and Grow Rich, read things that will help you begin to understand where you're coming from, to take assessment profiles that help you understand exactly what it is and how you communicate and how what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are, and how to utilize those strengths to help people begin to understand where it is that you are coming from, and to how you can build relationships in your life that are strong and how long-term. And think about it, and I'm going to get into the different behavior patterns that we have, because this is something that is very important, and this is something that we don't often think about, is the way in which we communicate and how that affects our relationships and how that even shows how we think of ourselves. Because some people are very reserved and quiet. Some people are very loud and very outgoing. Usually someone who's very outgoing may have self-confidence, or it may be that they're just being obnoxious to cover up their own insecurities. So we got to recognize that. We need to learn to read people and read their behaviors. Because think about it. What if you're talking to someone and in a way they can be saying one thing and yet at the same time they can be very challenging to you? You need to watch their body language, because often the words are not what they're feeling. It's not the words they're saying. Those are words that they're saying simply because those are the words that they've heard. They're the words that they think they should say. But if you look at their body language can be giving you a totally different message. And then what happens is you begin to believe the words, but you may not understand that they are being challenging to you. They are probably saying something because it's probably how they feel about themselves. And often people will say things to make themselves feel more important and make themselves feel like they have more control over someone else, even if they don't. And then when they find they don't and the person challenges them, they don't know how to act in that situation. They really fall apart. They really just don't know. They actually begin to have physical fights with you just because that's another thing that they can do that can gain them back the control that they so desperately need. And it may not be anything more than they're insecure, or it may be that they really have a self-loathing of themselves and they see you as being on top of them, but because they have to be in control, it's important for them to find a way to take that control over you. And either you're going to give it up to them, or you're going to pull back and you're going to take back the control over yourself. You have to learn to say, what are your boundaries? And what do they have to do to recognize what your boundaries are? And often what they're doing is, if they're telling you what your boundaries are, it's usually because they're the ones that are trying to break down your boundaries. And they're not recognizing that they're the ones that have to deal with it. And you have to begin to believe in yourself by doing the visualization, by finding balance in your life, by building self-esteem. And one of the ways you build self-esteem is to make goals for yourself that are achievable, because as you reach those goals, then guess what? You're building up that self-confidence that you have in yourself. And that is what you want to do, is to learn how to have that self-confidence, to believe in yourself and who it is you are and how you can find the strength to be the person you want to be and have the strength in who you are. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to begin to believe in where you come from and how you see yourself? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to learn to find self-confidence? And how can you build on it to increase your opportunities to find that success for yourself? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to believe in yourself? It's what you believe. You can find that destiny, and you can create it for yourself, but you first have to write down all the things that you want to do. You have to date them. You have to figure out a way to find that success that's achievable. And first, find your passion. What is it that you really love to do? Some people are very creative. They can create something out of nothing, and that's an attribute. But because someone else may be jealous of that they will put them down and they'll hinder their creativeness. So that what happens is, along the way, someone who has a creative behavior pattern maybe someone who really can be very successful as an artist, whether it's in music, whether it's in actual drawings, whether it's in photography. Often those are just maybe thought of as hobbies, but those hobbies can be careers if you really want them to be. It may not be something that you would make a lot of money at in the beginning. It would just be surviving, but eventually you become recognized, and eventually everything becomes something that other people desire because they begin to see the talent. So it's often things that you need to look at in ways that you can control who you are and where you come from. What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to begin to believe in yourself, to find that success for who you are and where you are? And think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you to find your personal growth, your personal success. And remember, you control your destiny. You have to decide, are you going to take the control of your life, and are you going to be successful in your life? It's up to you to make those choices. It's up to you to make the decision that you choose to be successful. And what I want to do is go back and review some of the things that we talked about in the last 5 minutes. And that is how you can take control of your life, how you can build self-esteem. And that to build that self-esteem, write down a goal and write down all the steps that you need to take to reach that goal, and then follow through with it, because as you reach that goal, as you find yourself feeling happy or like you've achieved something, then that's building your self-esteem. And what you want to do also is to find balance in your life and learn to visualize your success. When you visualize your success, then guess what? You will find that success for yourself. You will begin to be at a point where you are creating and controlling your own destiny in life. And remember, only you can be the one to control your destiny. No one else can. You have to be the one to make that decision that you are going to find success. And you are going to learn to believe in who you are along the way. So think about some of the things that you can do. And what for you is balance? Balance can be like setting up a schedule for yourself and making sure that you have the opportunity to make it reachable goals and schedule your time so that you can get everything done in a day that you need to get done. And achieving that is another way of taking control of your life and feeling like you can control your own destiny. And think of some of the things that you can do that you can begin to think more positively about yourself. And remember, look at who you are, and don't let other people tell you who you are. You have to believe in yourself, and when you believe in yourself, then you're going to build your self-confidence, and you are going to believe that you can control your destiny, because we all can control where we come from. We all can learn to visualize ourselves being successful, and we can learn to believe in the things that we want to believe in. And I would like to remind you that you know yourself better than who you are. And I also want to remind you, as children, We often, before other people get a hold of us, we often, a child will believe and express themselves and say, and they will almost, if you think about it, how many times has a five-year-old child watched a bird and believe they can fly and go take and put a cape over their head, their shoulder, and try and jump off a roof? And, I mean, there's certain things, yes, you can't control like that because gravity pulls you down, but there are things that you can do that will help you learn to believe in who you are. And finally, I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, which is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and if you need to learn to take control of your life, if you need to control your destiny, then let's find a way to help you through coaching to learn to build self-confidence in yourself, to learn to visualize, to learn to believe that you can control your own destiny. I would like to invite you to come back next week to another segment of Live Without Limits. And what we will discuss is a show that will teach you some of the things that could really help you to take control of your life. For instance, what is it that you really want to do that can really help you to learn to believe in yourself?